Caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with 99.7 Max FM. Listen to Max FM while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Just download the Civic Media app and listen at 7-Eleven 1 and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest with 99.7 Max FM. Sponsored locally by Shields Fireside Hearth and Home of Baraboo, State Farm Insurance Agent Chris Stanton in Baraboo, and Sagna Fjord Winery of Wisconsin Dells. WRPQ Baraboo, W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Reaction from his November opponent to the apparent attempted on the life of Donald Trump Sunday at his Florida golf club.
Vice President Harris said in a statement she is, quote, deeply disturbed by the possible assassination attempt of former President Trump and said she is thankful he is safe. She condemned political violence and said, quote, we all must do our part to ensure that this incident does not lead to more violence. The vice president commended the Secret Service and law enforcement partners for what she called their vigilance. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
There are calls for even more security to surround Donald Trump even between now and the election. The Federal Reserve, September meeting begins this week. When it concludes, a key interest rate is expected to have been lowered by at least a quarter, but perhaps as much as a half percent. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Tito Jackson, guitar player for the Jackson 5, died over the weekend. He was 70 years old, and his family says he had a heart attack. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The remains of a 3-year-old Wisconsin Dells boy were found Friday in Manitowoc County. The boy had been missing for nearly 7 months. According to the Two Rivers Police Department, the skeletal remains that were discovered on a private property in the town of Two Rivers are those of Elijah Vu. Elijah was reported missing on February 20th. His mother, 31-year-old Katrina Bauer, and her boyfriend, 39-year-old Jesse Vang, are both jailed on child neglect charges. An area hunter who owned the property discovered the remains and immediately notified authorities. Vang reported that he awoke from a nap to find Elijah missing on February 20th. The criminal complaints in Vang's and Bauer's cases state that Bauer, from Wisconsin Dells, sent Elijah to Vang's home in Two Rivers for disciplinary reasons. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and warm today, highs near 88 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 58. Sunshine, mid-80s for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, clear, a low of 52. Sunny and 85 on Wednesday and Thursday, 86 Friday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for grilling any time of the year. Pick it up at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Currently 59 degrees.
99.7.
It's 8:03 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday morning. We hope you are having a great start to your day. It's INXS now, one of my favorites. This is Disappear on 99.7 Max FM.
Struggle. 90s, and more. Max FM.
There's the Spin Doctors, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 8 now. And Finn, of course, it's Monday. You can't escape that, right? The day of the week that really slowly kills us all to our core because we're just trying to get through it and we'd much rather be on weekend time. Well, there's a thread over on Reddit right now where people are talking about things that are slowly killing you, but you just really enjoy doing, and it is such a good thread. Not surprisingly, some of the most popular answers involve vices like tobacco, alcohol, maybe even some drugs, but others had a much different take. So here are some of the things that, you know, are not going to actually harm us that we enjoy doing, but we probably know we shouldn't be. So number one on the list is binge eating. You know, you can't quit binge eating. There's so many good foods out there. And let's face it, when you see your favorite, you're just going to have as much as you absolutely can, especially if it's something you don't treat yourself to very often, right? So yeah, that one's a tough one. Procrastination is another one that we say it's something we really enjoy, but it's slowly killing us because, well, then at the end of the day, you still have to get all of those things done. And now you haven't given yourself probably enough time to get those things done. I try not to procrastinate. Some things like folding laundry and dishes, that's a whole different story. But I try really hard, really, really hard. Let's be
honest. It's hard to work up the gumption to do something like that.
It is. You know? It is. Absolutely. Not sleeping enough is another one that we say is slowly killing us. But, you know, there's too many other things to do, like trying to catch up on the laundry and the dishes that I put off because I was procrastinating. So there's that. Fast food is another one that people on this thread say that they really, really enjoy, but they know they shouldn't be doing. I mean, we all have our vices, like McDonald's French fries. They're absolutely delicious, right? They're some of the best.
As long as you consume them within 10 minutes. Yeah,
this is true, yes. And you get them piping hot, not where they've been sitting there for a little bit. I mean, let's face it, we all know that there's, you know, some qualifications to some of these things as well. Not exercising, another one that we say is very enjoyable, but probably not overall good for us. Sitting too much? Well, yeah, we've got a lot of binge watching to do while we're binge eating. So yeah, that one totally makes sense. Energy drinks? That's because we're also not sleeping enough. So then we need energy to get everything done. See, I've never even tasted an energy drink. I don't even know what one would taste like. But I know a lot of people thrive on them and use them as a daily source of basically nutrition. Yeah. We'll say nutrition in air quotes. Social media, another one that we know is not good for our overall health, probably more the mental health, but you know, we're still trying to plot our way through that one. Sugar, and specifically maybe Ben and Jerry's, maybe one of those things that we know is not exactly good for us, but we're still trying to muster through. Eating ramen every night. Oh, the sodium intake. And sometimes though, like in your college days, you have no other choice because even ramen is still pretty cheap, but relatively.
Why are we singling out ramen, though? I mean, sodium should be the thing we're singling out. Because,
We like cheap meals, though, in this country. Anything
and even
fast.
Some of the healthy foods, and I'm sure you're aware of this because you eat pretty much healthy.
I try.
Some of the healthy foods, the things that you get in the grocery store, like the pre-prepared stuff.
Yes. Oh.
I mean, the sodium content on those things. Insane.
Yeah, I stopped at the store last night on my way home from my mom's, and I was like, oh, because I hadn't eaten yet. Corey and Dexter did Chinese in the afternoon, had it delivered, and I was like, I haven't eaten yet. It was about 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. I was like, maybe I should just pick up something, and I looked at all the stuff in the, you know, the frozen food section, and I was like, I'm just going to go home and make some eggs. That will be so much better because, oh my goodness, it was bad. It all looks so delicious, though, doesn't it? And you want it so badly, but then you realize that there's consequences, especially when you get older. Bacon wrapped jalapeno poppers, something else on this list, oddly specific but so delicious, killing us. But they are
pretty delicious.
They are pretty darn good. Parenting, another thing that made this list. Yes, every single day. Yes, I will nod to that.
It is slowly killing us, isn't it,
Maddie? It is. I had to have a conversation with my kid, the elder of the two, this weekend because, well, there's some things that are happening in our house and you know, with the family dynamic and things. And I wanted him to be aware of some of this stuff and really just check on, make sure he was doing okay. And he had kind of shirked some responsibilities for his job over the weekend. And I called him and I'm like, is everything cool? And he's like, I'm so sorry. He's like, I know I screwed up totally Friday into Saturday. I just had one of the worst days I've ever had in my whole life. And he's like, I just went to bed and completely forgot about everything. And I was like, dude, is everything okay? Now, you know, Max has had some issues with mental health over the years, with a little bit of depression and trying to take on too much at one time. And he's trying really hard to be a responsible adult. And he comes to us for a lot of stuff. But this is a new one. I hadn't heard anything about it. He's like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. And so then, of course, the mama in me is like, oh, this is red flags everywhere. Like shirked responsibility, didn't do his job, all of this kind of stuff. I'm like, is it a girl? And it was a hesitant no, so it might be a girl that he doesn't want to talk to his mama about, which is cool. He's got other people in his life, so I told him to reach out to them. I was like, is it school? No, school is just boring. It's fine. I said, anything with the apartment? And I said, he goes, no, everything's fine here. He goes, plus your name's on the rent, on the lease, so you'd know if something was wrong. I said, financial problems? No. He's like, I'm fine. I just got a bunch of back pay for some stuff, too. I said, okay. I said, are you having any issues with the friends? No. I'm online with them
it's
right
like
now.
It's like pulling teeth, isn't it?
I never did get the answer. Yeah. I never did get the answer, but I left the conversation as this. Well, okay, I understand you don't want to talk about it, but if you do or you can't resolve it on your own, reach out to myself, reach out to Dad. You've got Dave and Wendy you can talk to. You've got you've got Jordan, who's become more like a family member than one of our chasers. I was like, there are people. And he's like, no, Mom, I'm fine. He's like, I'm not going to do anything stupid. I'm not going to get depressed. I will talk to somebody. It was just rough, though, you know? And that's where the parenting part kills you.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree.
Because now I know he's probably fine, but now there's this part of me, because he's had a couple of girls in and out of his life that have not been very good for him. And now I'm kind of like, are they back? Like, did one of them, like, maybe sick a friend on him? Or because all he'll say is it's not completely resolved, but it's getting there. And I'm like, oh, like, and I'm that mama. Like, I want to know. I want to know everything. So that was a rough one. That was a rough one for me.
Isn't that's like the most frustrating thing when you know something's bothering them.
Yes.
And you try to help them.
Yes.
But and we're being told, well, you know, we should just give them some space.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, they'll come to us when they need it. And we're kind of going through that now,
yes.
too,
it's
with
hard.
Phoenix. Because
it's hard.
Because he just had a, air quotes, relationship end.
Mm.
And so now, I mean, he's, you know, he's bummed out about that and he's depressed about, and you know, you got to keep checking in with them to make sure they're okay. And sometimes, yeah, it's like pulling teeth.
This you is where just, I can feel the gray hairs getting grayer or getting more of them all at the same
time. It's maddening, isn't it?
I know, it's terrible. This is why parenting's killing us, people. And then meanwhile, there's Dexter. You know, he's been in this relationship with the girl for quite some time, comes out of his bedroom the other day and he goes, just so you know, Haley and I aren't together anymore. I said, oh, dude, what happened? I just didn't want to be in a relationship. It was just a lot of work. It was like, okay. I said, well, at least you got her a birthday presents and things. Yeah, I waited because I didn't want to be a complete jerk about things. He's used other words, but I can't say them for FCC purposes. But he's like, well, I wanted her to at least have her gifts, because he's like, I like her. It was a lot of work. Like, having to get off of games with my friends when I was having a good time to have a conversation. He puts it in air quotes and I'm like, oh boy.
Oh, he's
all right.
He's wise beyond his years.
He is. That's what Corey said.
Yeah, it is a lot of work, and he's absolutely right about that.
He's like, I just don't need that kind of pressure, Mom.
What?
And I was like, okay, all right, that's cool. I said, are you good? I'm fine. Haven't brought her up one other time since.
I was like, all right.
I
guess I'm a little surprised that that one fizzled, because I know that.
Me too. I was shocked, and I loved her. I was more upset about it than he was, I think. It's like, can we still be friends? I'm like trying to text her. I didn't, but in the process, I was like, I kind of want to text her and see if I can still talk to her once in a while. She's awesome.
That's the new thing for our parents, is for us anyway, is that they break up. They don't care if they remain friends or not, but we want to remain friends with
that's
who
exactly,
they broke up
with. That's exactly what it is. Another one on this list, things killing us, even though we know that, you know, that we should be doing them or we enjoy them. Welding, which is an interesting one. Somebody said, it's quite literally killing me. Eyesight gotten worse, black soot and rust blown out my respiratory system on a nightly basis. Someone responded, you're supposed to wear a welding mask. I think that would probably help this individual.
That would help.
But yes. And then finally, processed meat is another one on this list. Yeah. Oh, who doesn't love a good salami? I mean, let's be honest. Some beef jerky, it's all horrible. It's got so much sodium, but oh, it's so darn tasty. So tasty.
Again, in moderation. Everything in moderation.
Yes. Unless you get the teriyaki version and you're on a road trip with your 17-year-old who decides to eat the entire bag. That should always be avoided in the car. Just saying.
Brutal.
It's awful. It really is awful. It's the smell and it lingers forever. Even after you throw away the packaging, you get in the car and you're like, it still smells like teriyaki in here, and it's been like days later. It's
now,
really
is that
bad.
Better or worse than a teenager downing themselves in Axe body wash?
Oh, it's kind of a toss-up, especially if you commingle the scents. That's really bad. Really bad if they commingle together. No, nobody needs that. That's
not
like
a good blend.
No, that's like puking out the car window all the way to wherever you're going. It's pretty brutal. This thread is ongoing on Reddit. If you are a Reddit fan and you want to check it out, there's a lot of good suggestions over there of things that we enjoy that are probably killing us slowly anyway.
Yeah.
Now, something that's not going to kill you that might take all the tension away in your life is cute little furry friends living in the household. Let's quickly talk about our pets of the week over at the Sauk County Humane Society, Finn. And we have a couple of sweet faces. We're going to actually start with our dog of the week. And we've talked about her before. We're going to talk about Nova today. And Nova is a five-year-old American Blue Heeler mix. She was surrendered to the shelter with two other dogs when their owner could no longer care for them. Now, she's been the pet of the week before, and she is still looking for her forever home. Unfortunately, she was adopted, and they returned to the shelter because of house training issues. So the key with Nova is having a family who is going to be committed to totally working with her on house training. And she's a Heeler mix. So here's what I'm going to say. They are very, very smart, but they're pretty strong-willed. And it might also be a comfort issue with Nova. I mean, she's already been in a home. She's been at the shelter. Now she was in another home. She's been returned. So yeah. Really, it might be just getting her comfortable with her surroundings and letting her know that she's a loved girl. And it's okay to sometimes make mistakes. I mean, sometimes that's really all a dog needs, and to just be consistent with them. So if you think that you would be the right person, she is just the sweetest, prettiest girl. And so she is just really looking for her forever home. So if you think you can commit to Nova in that respect, please, please go meet her and go talk to the Humane Society about Nova and what she's going to need, because she's pretty darn awesome. She does well on a leash walk, Finn. I mean, that's asking a lot. Aspie's been trained for 2 years now and on a prong, and she still barely does well on a leash walk. She also enjoys being outside, and she loves being in your company. Nova's the kind of girl who's going to be a great movie night partner, and really she just wants to cuddle up and enjoy a spot on the sofa with you. She has lived with another dog when adopted. She's okay with cats. She'd also be okay with older kids who are willing to give Nova some space. She is spayed, she's microchipped, and she's up to date on vaccinations. So with a little bit of love, really, she sounds like the perfect girl. And the only thing we're talking about is making sure that we can get the house training down pat.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. So a little time and a little effort, I think Nova would just be a gem. And she's just the sweetest little thing. Look at this photo.
Cute ears.
Looks like she's smiling at us too, doesn't she? It's a good photo. Then we have our cat of the week, who is Lexi. Lexi is a one-year-old female medium hair tabby, and she likes to talk, that Miss Lexi. She is playful, and she enjoys a combo of toys, scratchers, and even a tunnel once in a while to run through. Lap time is one of her favorite sports, and she completely enjoys a snuggle or two. Lexi might prefer to be the only cat in the home, so if you're looking for one that will really just meet you at the door at the end of the day and then tell you all about their playful adventures, Lexi is going to be your girl. She will be spayed, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines before she goes home. She just looks like a little talker, doesn't she? She looks curious, like she's got a whole lot to say in this world.
Those are some pretty impressive whiskers.
I know. They're beautiful. She's just a doll. So check out Lexi as well. And of course, over at the Humane Society, as we're talking about a dog like Nova, it's imperative that you're going in with the mindset of finding the right dog. I mean, we talk about this all the time. There is a process at the Humane Society for adopting a pet for that specific purpose, because the goal is to never have them returned, because we want them to be in their forever home. And that's all they want over at the Humane Society as well. So if you think it's a lengthy process, actually it's a pretty short one compared to what we've been through to adopt dogs with different rescues. But they're going to make sure that you are aware of how much it costs to have a pet in your home. They're going to make sure that you have approval from a landlord if you happen to rent. They're going to make sure that everybody in the house has met this particular pet. So match. And they're also going to make sure that you have all the supplies needed. So when that pet goes home, everybody can just be comfortable and start easing into a transition and really just get ready for this long life together. Now, when it comes to donations over at the Humane Society, they are in need of bleach right now, canned dog food and canned cat food as well. So if you think you can help out, they would love for you to bring that by, or you can do an Amazon delivery or a Chewy delivery right to their door. Now, to check out Lexi, to check out Nova, to see the adoption process, to find out more about how you can donate some items if you're so inclined, sockhumane.org is where you should go. I just want to look at Lexi at Nova's cute smiling face, because she really is smiling at us. I'm pretty positive of that this morning, Finn. We've got to take a look at the forecast right now. Mostly sunny and warm today, 88 for a high, partly cloudy, 58 tonight. And then really we're going to be in this warm sunny pattern for basically the rest of the week. We're talking lots of sunshine. Temperature's going to hang out in the mid 80s. Right now it is 59.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers. Because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes family practitioner Dr. Garrett Tesman.
When you get to know your patients for a number of years, you know what their priorities are, what they want to get from the treatment plan. One of my other big passions is integrative medicine. The idea that instead of just treating a disease with a medication, it's taking a step back, seeing about changing lifestyle, be that diet or exercise, and really being able to bring patients off of medications when someone doesn't need it anymore.
For more information about Dr. Tesman, visit ramchealth.com.
Discover the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, your community's trusted financial institution for over 110 years. Hi, this is Scott Rockwell, President and CEO at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, and our personal bankers bring decades of experience and pride into each of their local deposit relationships. Call us today so we can show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss. I like the sushi, cause it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Camper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a pick out like a stinking ink and shake out like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show, cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go, cause it's so dangerous you'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but only too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
The Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the Smoky Man's in this one. Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Sting, I'm tantric. Like Stinker's guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs. Gonna find the kind with tiny nubs, just so my arms aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause the cartoonist got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your arms to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what did we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Bridge my stadium home of the Robbie.
Very Bare Naked Ladies, there is 1 week. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:31 right now. And Finn, we are getting ready for another edition of Hanging with Hovel. Chris Hovel, our Packers expert, is standing by. He is going to join me in just a moment so we can talk about that big game at Lambeau Field yesterday. Home opener for the Packers. And sans Jordan Love, they get the big win with the run game to boot. So it's going to be a fun conversation today. But before we can get to that, we can get to weather and we can get to a quick look at sports, talking about everything else going on. We do have to look at our calendar days because, of course, every Monday, really any day of the week that's not a weekend, we need a few extra things to celebrate, right? So it just really gets us through the week. So today is Collect Rocks Day. Boy, that sounds exciting. That's like going back way back in time and grabbing your pet rock and calling it a fun toy,
the
isn't
pet
it?
Rocks. Oh, yeah.
Now, there's a lot of people, though, who do collect rocks and then, you know, turn them into something really gorgeous. So I've had some friends over the years, parents' friends, actually, who did that. And it was always kind of cool to see what you got when you polished one of those rocks up. So go collect some rocks today. See what you can find. It is also, let's see, what else do we have here? National Stay Away from Seattle Day is also today. Well, that doesn't seem very neighborly. This was created and it is now observed worldwide back in the late 90s, it kind of seems. And Stay Away from Seattle Day is really to give America's best place to live city a break from the influx of people that move to the area. When interviewed about the day by the Los Angeles Times, the guy who created it said that those people deserve at least one day a year when everybody stays away. No planes in, no buses in, no nothing in. So stay away from Seattle Day, I guess, would be.
Okay.
Do people really flock to Seattle all that much? I mean, I know it's a cool place. I would love to visit. That's one of the places. We don't really go to the West Coast all that often. But I didn't realize that people were flocking to it in droves like that.
Have you been to Seattle?
That is one place I have not. We talk about going, though, all the time. But, yeah. We haven't done a lot on the West Coast. I'd like to change that, though, down the road. Today is also National Tattoo Story Day. Now, this is an interesting one because, you know, everybody who has a tattoo has some reason why they have it, unless it was just a drunken night on a dare. Then that's not really a story. That's just stupid. But for a lot of people who have really cool tattoos, there's a story behind them. So today is the day where you actually ask people, you know, like, why do you have that tattoo? What's the story behind it? And see, because a lot of times it's a sentimental reason too, why they have that particular tattoo. Let's see, what else do we have? Step Family Day today. Now, this is one where, you know, we talk about a little bit of the combining and the conjoining of the families. And I know your family has done that over the years. So this is a day we celebrate the joining of those two different families. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it works really well, like the Brady Bunch, and then other times not so well.
It can be challenging. Challenging blended families, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Working Parents Day is also today. This is giving props to all the moms and dads who get up every single day and get it done at home and at the office or at their place of work. So we love to honor those working parents. And then it's also World Play-Doh Day today. Oh, I love Play-Doh. Oh, now I know what I'm going to do with the rest of my day. That sounds absolutely glorious, just sitting there with a can of Play-Doh.
How about that smell, though, that Play-Doh smell?
I love Play-Doh smell. It's the best. It's like it's
unusual.
It is. And in studies, it is the one smell besides chocolate chip cookies that we remember the most from our childhood, which is really kind of cool,
for sure.
Right?
I mean, how do you forget that smell? That
I know. It's very distinct. Very distinct. And then we have a couple of good food ones on the list. National Cinnamon Raisin Bread Day is today. I mean, you could skip the raisins and just go cinnamon bread. I think that's perfectly okay.
Better.
And then it's also, this is one that I absolutely love. National Guacamole Day, only because avocados are involved. And I love a good avocado. So there is that to celebrate today as well. No matter how you're taking on this Monday, just make sure it's a good one. And remember, it's only through today, and then we can move on with the rest of the week.
Four now, more days until another weekend, another Friday.
Four more days,
so
people.
Go.
That's all you got. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at the forecast, and we're also going to have a look at sports. Chris Hovel also standing by to join me in just moments. Another edition of Hanging with Hovel next here on Max FM.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Baldwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Baldwig.
The sounds of polka music and clinking beer steins will ring Saturday, September 21st as the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce presents Oktoberfest at Circus World. Local beer, live music, and pub games will entertain from 3 until 9. Instrumental funk band The Blue Olives are the headliners. Buy admission buttons for $10 in advance at the chamber office or $12 at the door on Saturday, September 21st at Circus World. For information, visit OktoberfestBaraboo.com.
The Packers won their home opener 16-10 at Lambeau on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Josh Jacobs rushing for 151 yards on 32 carries. And newcomer Malik Willis went 12 of 14 through the air for 122 yards and a touchdown to lead the offense. Defensively, the Packers coming up with three more interceptions for the second week in a row. They now are 1-1. The Badgers not so fortunate. They were crushed by Alabama 42-10 on Saturday at Camp Randall, losing starting quarterback Tyler Van Dyke early with a knee injury. He's expected to undergo more tests today. The Brewers fell to the Diamondbacks 11-10 in extra innings, seeing their win streak end at 3 games. Their magic number to clinch the Central remains at 3. They'll host the Phillies tonight. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers knocked off Lake County 5-4 in game 1 of the Midwest League Championship Series. Rattlers now 1 victory away from their second Midwest League pennant, with game 2 of that best of 3 series in Ohio tomorrow night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and warm today. Highs near 88 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 58. Sunshine, mid-80s for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, clear, a low of 52. Sunny and 85 on Wednesday and Thursday. 86 Friday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for grilling any time of the year. Pick it up at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Right now, it's 61 degrees. 99.7.
It's time for Hanging with Hovel here on Max FM. Our Packers expert, Chris Hovel, joins me in just moments so we can talk about the Packers and the Colts yesterday at Lambeau Field. Hanging with Hovel on Max FM, brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farm.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
It's time for Hanging with Hovel here on Max FM. Our Packers expert, Chris Hovel, joins us for a sixth NFL season. He's a 2-time national best-selling author who has covered the Packers since before Brett Favre's first start, then as a sports columnist at the Green Bay Press-Gazette, and now in his 24th season as the host of Sportsline, 4 to 6 afternoons on WDUZ The Fan. Hanging with Hovel on Max FM, as we just heard, brought to us by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farm. Chris, good morning. How are you on this Monday?
Oh, Maddie, I am doing outstanding. I'm still trying to figure out whether I underestimated the Packers or overestimated the Colts. I think a little bit of both, but what a fantastic game and a day. And I have to say, from Lombardi on, you name it, they always say football, the ultimate team sport.
Yep.
And I think you could use that Exhibit A through Z yesterday to illustrate how that is the ultimate team sport. It was fairly amazing, a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun to watch that team play yesterday. And you talk about complimentary football. I mean, it happened with the backup quarterback as well, right? So the offense yesterday held the ball for 40 minutes. Defense forced 3 turnovers. And we're going to parse through some of these a little bit more in a second. And then special teams had 3 field goals and 3 punts. Danny Whelan, come on now, dude. Inside the 20. I mean, that was some... I mean, come on. Rich Bisaccia doing his job. Danny Whelan getting better all the time. So it was a whole lot of fun watching this team. Where would you like to start today? Should we start on offense or defense? Because there's a lot of fun stuff to talk about.
Maddie, I think the defense, we can get to that in a second because, again, it was just amazing. But I want to start with the offense, and I'd like to start with the first three drives of the game.
Yes.
Because Malik Willis, you talk about some clever play calling,
right,
well coached. And Matt LaFleur said, I don't know how much of the playbook Malik Willis knows, but I do know he'll know 100% of the game plan for Sunday.
Right.
And boy, was that true. Opening drive, 8 plays, 57 yards. You overcome 15 in penalties, a couple of first downs. Now you settle for the field goal. But then that second drive, 11 for 92 yards, overcame 10 yards in penalties, 5 first downs. The slick touchdown pass to Dontavian Wicks.
Yep.
And if not for the goal line fumble on the next drive, which just thoroughly gassed the Colts, it would have been 17-zip. 10-zip was enough to stand. But those three drives, the execution, the focus by everybody, willingness
including
to block.
Including the head coach. Including the head coach. Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, top to bottom, side to side, all the way around, those three opening drives just really took the fight out of the Colts.
What I love about this, too, is Matt LaFleur was masterful, right? We talked about that. We've seen him coach at his best when his back is against the wall. And sometimes I wish he brought a little bit more of that to the field every single week, because sometimes, you know, he kind of relies on the players, which you have to. You can't be out there with them all the time. But whenever his back is against the wall, I mean, he has some of the most masterful coaching we have ever seen in the NFL. It's actually kind of crazy and a little stunning sometimes. He also has a really diverse group of running backs right now. All three carried it at one point. Obviously, Josh Jacobs is your workhorse. Marshawn Lloyd, we got a little peek of him yesterday as a rookie. He missed most of the training camp. He missed, obviously, the first game dealing with that hamstring injury. Got a couple of touches yesterday. Thought he looked really good when he had the ball in his hands. But then he ended up leaving the game early due to an ankle injury. So it essentially became the Josh Jacobs and Emmanuel Wilson show. I'm excited, though, about this running backs room, if they can get everybody healthy and keep them on the field all at the same time. Because, going out and getting Josh Jacobs, as we talked in the offseason, was very surprising to a lot of people, especially when you had Aaron Jones still on the roster. But I don't know. There's just something a little more heavy duty. I don't know how to describe it about this running backs room that the Packers have right now.
Maddie. You can really rely on this trio to get what's blocked and then a little more.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not going to horse around with trying to turn nothing into a huge play.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Jacobs knows what he's about. He sticks with the play as it's intended until he can't anymore. And then he uses his elusiveness, and his step outside is a little quicker than people thought. But we got the heads up from the guy. Remember I was telling you about the guy with the Raiders who was talking about how he gets it around the goal line. Now, he didn't mention the fumble. He gets it around the goal line or red zone or short yardage. It's a first down. It's a touchdown. And Josh Jacobs is all that. And the other thing, they used all three running backs in the first three drives.
Right.
Hot day, get all three up, get them ready, get them lathered a little. Emmanuel Wilson's Wilson. He's very, very steady, and I like that.
Yeah.
But Marshawn Lloyd, the thing I liked about him real quickly is he showed the speed. He's got that burst. Absolutely, Maddie. I mean, that was really apparent. But he also is a tough runner. He's 225-pound dude.
He's not a small guy.
And he will hit it up in there hard. And I wanted to see if NFL versus college, there's any kind of hesitation in his giddy-up. No. I mean, he runs it, again, like Jacobs, and very similar, faster. I don't think as powerful. Certainly the balance, we'll see all that. But but I like Lloyd, too. All three of those, you're right. I mean, and now with Lloyd's injury, we'll see again. But I really like the running back. And in the O-line, I mean, just in the whole mentality, Matt LaFleur, telling the receivers from Jaden Reed, get your blocking gloves on this week. This is what it's going to be. And he appeals to them, their manhood, their professionalism, their selflessness. They hit all the notes, what makes a good teammate. And they embraced it. And you know the best thing when you embrace all that is, and then you win, you have the results that just reaffirm everything the coaches said.
I mean, and yesterday rushing for 261 yards, I mean, basically 200 and what was it, like 30 of those came before halftime, which
235 in the first half.
Yeah. It was absolutely crazy. And they've only played two games so far this season, obviously. And so far, this team has 424 yards on the ground, which if you would have told me that going into the season, I would have been like, you're insane, because obviously they want to air it out. But we've talked about this over the years as Matt LaFleur has come into Green Bay and as Jordan Love took over the helm. He comes from the Shanahan tree of coaching, What does Shanahan love to do with the ball? He loves to pound it. He loves to run it at you. He loves to throw it when he needs to, because let's face it, Brock Purdy took him to a Super Bowl. Brock Purdy is not the best quarterback in the league, but he gets the job done because of that ground game in San Francisco. And that's kind of what you see happening potentially in Green Bay. And I know it changes every week, depending on your opponent, right? And the 40 and the Indianapolis Colts were the type of team you try to exploit. Next week it might be a little different, because the Titans might be the best defense this team has seen so far. They're pretty stout, right? Mm-hmm. So next week it might be a little different, but according to the players after the game, whether Jordan Love would have been behind center or it was Malik Willis, the game plan was pretty much the same. They were going to run the ball, and that was the plan going in. You know, and the run game was coming on pretty strong last year at the end of the season as well, especially after Aaron Jones came back and was pretty healthy.
Best five-game run of his career.
Right, and they just have kind of picked up and kept with that. So credit to the O-line, too. I mean, we mentioned it, but yeah, we'll shout them out again, because they were incredible yesterday.
70 snaps for four of the starters. Josh Myers throwing up mid-play or right before the snap on the football, notwithstanding.
That was disgusting.
Disgusting. What are you
do? I know it happens, and it was so hot. I mean, I have more respect for him gutting it out literally than not, because it was so hot yesterday. It was gross.
But 70 for those guys all staying healthy, doing their thing, and then 50 for Ryan, 20 for Jordan Morgan. Yeah. So they're getting the rookie some more work. So I like what they got going.
He went out with a shoulder injury though, so it'll be interesting to see what happens with Jordan Morgan, because by the end of the game, Sean Ryan was pretty much cemented in that spot because of that injury to Morgan.
And whether it was the lingering from the shoulder injury before that he had incurred, it could be. But I do think the way the game played out, and I know some fans are upset because at the end of the first half, and I texted you even during the game, you know, he may wish he had three timeouts in minute 47 before it's over. The Josh Jacobs fumble on the goal line changed circumstances. But here was the interesting thing about it, the game of cat and mouse. The Colts are down 10 for the most part. So they're going to sell out eventually on the run when they have to, but they really didn't want to.
Right.
Because they just couldn't afford to give up a big play.
Right.
And have it go 17 zip, get a receiver, because they know Willis could put it on the money. I mean, he did a couple of times yesterday for sure. So that, and then the Packers, some say, well, loosen them up with the throw. You know what? With that 10-point lead, them running the way they are, and you're taking time off the clock, and you're making a not very accurate quarterback all the more impatient on the other side, I thought LaFleur as a head coach win the game. And I thought it would have been, in a way, in hindsight, I was not real thrilled at the end of the first half.
Right.
All the bad that could have done versus the good. You get a field goal, okay, 13 zip, 10 zip, whatever. But you give it up an interception, let them have a touchdown, 10-7. All the great work by your defense is undermined because you got greedy. Everything good about Malik Willis's first half and the run game performance. Yep. So I think LaFleur knows his business, and he handled that really well. He's not perfect, obviously, and we'll criticize when, but I thought this game, he took shots when he needed to, but not because he had to.
And he was pretty efficient. I mean, he was 12 of 14, 122 yards through the air. He completed 86% of his passes, averaged about 8.7 yards per attempt. He threw for that third down touchdown pass. He didn't have any turnover, and he avoided the sack all day, mostly because he's pretty elusive with his feet. I mean, they got to him, but he was able to wiggle out of some of those as well. But, I mean, for his first start with the Green Bay Packers, I mean, you know, most of us had this pegged as a non-win, just because of the fact that there was no Jordan Love behind center, and the fact that he came out there, he overperformed the entire team, as we had talked on Friday, which we were really hoping we're going to rally around him and do exactly what we saw yesterday. I think that speaks volumes for the way this locker room responds to certain situations, and we've talked about that before. This seems like a very close young team. I mean, I think they know, with the lack of experience, they're pretty much the underdogs in a lot of situations, and I don't think Matt LaFleur is going to let him live that down. I don't think he's going to. I think he's going to embrace it, but at the same time, make sure they understand that you are who you are, and let's go win this thing. I mean, there's no reason why you can't, is kind of the mentality, I think.
For sure, man. You know, and the thing with, you got a quarterback from Utah State, and you've got a quarterback from Liberty.
Right.
Neither of these guys act like they're God's gift, although they're incredibly talented young men and very highly professional. And their cool demeanor, not just Love, but I think Willis, too, very, very similar.
Yeah, they seem very similar as far as their personalities go. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Which of the two quarterbacks yesterday, Anthony Richardson, God's gift to quarterbacks, or Malik Willis, Which one had the better ball handling skills?
I honestly, yesterday it was Malik Willis. Now, any other given day, it might change. But yesterday, it was definitely the award goes to Malik Willis in that
circumstance.
Which of
the two knew where to go with the football?
Malik Willis knew where to go yesterday.
Which of the two were more accurate? Which of the two knew when to run, knew when to fold? I mean,
it was all Malik Willis yesterday, for sure. Agreed.
Richardson was ghastly, Maddie. I didn't know he was that bad. And I would not wish that situation on any franchise, but you got right. yourselves in that situation. Now deal with it.
Yep.
You know, coach the guy up. Give him half a chance. Make him be a quarterback.
Agreed. And the Colts are one of those franchises that seem to do a lot of things right. And so Richardson is an interesting, I think, case study if you're a football fan, only because he only played, what, 3 or 4 games last year before it took him out?
Yeah, 4 games only.
Yeah.
And he looked pretty decent in the 4.
Exactly, and it took him out. So essentially, he's still kind of a rookie. I mean, that's kind of what it feels like. So hopefully, maybe for the Colts' sake and that franchise's sake, because I have respect for the Colts franchise, because, again, they go about their business and they seem to do things well and right. So hopefully for them and the team. And,
well,
you
there's
know,
the fact, too.
Involved.
I think they play some NFC North teams probably the rest
right?
of the season.
Let's right?
hope for the Colts
exactly.
improvement.
Exactly. You know, so, Richardson looked frustrated before halftime yesterday.
He did. And that's kind of the point, too, with the demeanor, you know, Maddie.
Yes.
That whether he knows it or not, his teammates are watching. And when
right.
he's shaking his head and, oh, God, the world is coming down
and
on us.
I don't ever like to make this comparison, but him, and Max texted me yesterday, he's like, watching Richardson right now is like watching vintage Aaron Rodgers when he would get upset.
I knew you were going to say that.
Max loves Aaron Rodgers for the stuff he was able to do on the field. And Max would never disparage Aaron Rodgers' legacy as a quarterback. But, I mean, the angst that you would watch on him sometimes got to be a lot, and that was a little bit of what we were seeing from Richardson yesterday, just the frustration, the heat of it all, you know, and heat physically and, you know, basically a little bit mentally as well, because it was brutal out there yesterday as far as the weather goes, and it felt like one team was prepared and the other wasn't, and there just felt like there was a
you
lot
You know what
off.
Thing that occurs to me, the different styles, certainly different people, totally, but Brett Favre and Jordan Love. The one thing I cannot recall, now that you brought this up, Favre ever just straight up being frustrated, throwing his arms up in the air, woe is me, God, my teammates.
And you know he felt it sometimes.
Not his personality.
Right.
He didn't have time for the foolishness of frustration. I will give him credit for having a great awareness that way, where it's about them.
Yeah.
It's not about, I want everyone in the stadium to know I didn't throw a bad pass. That was on the receiver. He didn't care about that stuff. He was either hard on him or all in with them both. But yeah,
right.
Anyway,
and the mentality was let's fix it and go win the game.
And we'll talk afterwards.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and the one thing I did appreciate yesterday about the sideline, what happening on the sideline, Jordan Love out there with his team, and every time they went to the bench, Jordan Love would go to Malik Willis. They would go through the tablet together. He was showing him things. I mean, and Malik Willis was holding his own, but I appreciate that camaraderie between the quarterbacks because that just really shows you where Jordan Love's mindset is at too. And again, I don't mean to disparage Aaron Rodgers because I know there's a lot of really big fans. How often when he was injured would you see him actually go to the tablet with his backup and do that kind of stuff?
He just didn't.
He was there, he had his headset on, and he wasn't in those conversations. So I appreciated that about Jordan Love yesterday. It's just a different way of doing things, and it's a very obvious different way of doing things if you've been a fan of this team for a really long time.
You know, on Friday we talked to, I wanted to mention, attacking the Colts D horizontally or vertically.
Yep.
And I put my money on horizontally, and boy, did that prove to be. And then with quick bursts with Jacobs, as soon as one cut and go. And that was kind of the vertical attack. And then with a couple of shots here and there, I mean, the pass to Dontavian Wicks, by the way, the corner thought he had a pick six.
Yes, he did.
And then all of a sudden he figured out Willis has got a pretty dang good arm, and he was right on the money with that. He threw it right where it had to be.
It was a dime. And kudos, I mean, a little shout-out.
Hey, that wasn't an easy catch, by the way, either, with the guy flashing in front of you and a bullet on the sideline. He snared it anyway.
Right, and a little props to Romeo Doubs, who basically laid the dude out. I mean, come on now. That was some nice blocking. I mean, I think a lot of people were surprised because Jayden Reed was obviously the target yesterday between the jet sweeps and all of that. So not a lot of showing from Christian Watson. Obviously, Tucker Kraft was featured quite a bit as well. Didn't see a lot from Doubs. Bo Melton got a few touches as well. But those guys were downfield doing their jobs and blocking their behinds off and making sure that there was a clear path for whether it was the run or for Malik Willis to get the ball to somebody who was open. So even though we didn't see any flashes from them and Christian Watson's name wasn't brought up at all, let's give the guy some credit for being out there and blocking his behind off yesterday, because there were a few pickups that he made. If you watch the tape back, I'm not sure it would have been quite as pretty or open if, you know, they wouldn't have been picked up by one of the other receivers out there doing their job. So,
how much fun would it be for you, me, and Max to grab some popcorn and sit in the back of the meeting rooms this early in the week when they go over the film? Oh, man.
Max texted me yesterday, and he goes, Malik Willis is actually good. Now, I can't say what came after that because there were a lot of things that the FCC doesn't approve. But he's like, it was basically what is happening in the world right now. He's like, this is insanity. He goes, I never thought we'd be talking about this. Now, let's quickly switch over to the defense, because here's what I'm going to say to start out this conversation. To see a young quarterback struggle against your defense, I forgot what that felt like, Chris.
Right. Tommy DeVito, Anthony Richardson is not.
Right. It was amazing. And there were a couple surprises for me as we talk about this defense that I thought maybe we would see that we would did not. Matt LaFleur and both Jeff Hafley this week had made a big point of saying that Edgerrin Cooper was going to get more play time. He actually played four fewer snaps than he did the week before, which was a little surprising. And I know that they're probably trying to see where Carrington Valentine is, but to take Bullard out of a majority of the game to put Valentine in, I was very surprised. It kind of feels like they're still trying to see what pieces fit best and where on this Jeff Hafley defense. But the Edgerrin Cooper thing to me is interesting because while the Packers defense played awesome, right? Very awesome. And I was somebody who tried to defend Quay Walker early on. He proved again yesterday to be the liability out there. He really, truly did. In everything that the defense did well, he proved to be the liability in cases where it didn't do so well. Now, that's kind of where it feels like we might be with the Quay Walker experience. His value as a starter, to me, is starting to be a little bit more minimal at this point in time.
You know what? 56 snaps last night, or yesterday. So Walker had 100% of the snaps, the only linebacker. McDuffie with 50. And you think about what Eric Wilson did in his 8 snaps versus Walker in 56.
Right.
And, I mean, the interception was a thing of beauty. It was fairly obvious. But for Walker's 6 solo tackles, okay, but what about all the times he's in the wrong place at the wrong time?
Right, which is
opening holes for Jonathan Taylor that shouldn't be there. Now, I'm hoping he can take coaching, and he gets coaching, and this fiery linebackers coach gets after him and all of that. So we'll see. But, Cooper, to your point, 7 snaps.
Like, hello. You just told me last week how amazing this kid was, that he needs to be on the field way more. We saw with our own eyes how good this kid could be, and yet we're still, 7-58 every week when you draft the guys in the top 100. Like, what is happening? Like, I don't understand the thinking. And again, we also heard this offseason that Jeff Hafley does not award positions based on experience. So I don't understand where this disjointed part, this disjointedness is coming from on the linebacker position. Maybe they don't think whoever would replace him is willing to wear the green dot. To me, it feels like maybe Quay Walker shouldn't have the green dot on the helmet because maybe that's too much for him. I'm not really sure, but that